Jesus is the firstborn of all creation. Now, obviously, that can't mean he was the first person ever born. By the time he was born in Bethlehem a couple of thousand years ago, there were loads of people around. And it can't mean that he was the first person or first thing ever created, because we know that he existed in eternity with the Father. John 1 says that the word Jesus was with God in the beginning. He was already there before anything started. So what this must mean, firstborn of all creation, is it's a legal right to inherit. As the firstborn, his inheritance is everything, all of creation. Because that idea of inheritance is quite odd to us these days, isn't it? Of the oldest getting everything. But we know that throughout history and in many cultures, it was the oldest son who would inherit the father's land, the father's property, his wealth, and his status, his position in our society, and titles if he had any. And so for Jesus to be the firstborn of all creation, he is the one who gets everything, the lot. He is the rightful inheritor of creation. Just think about what that means. What things have you seen? Or what people have you spoken to? Or what have you eaten that is part of Jesus' inheritance in the last few hours? What amazing things in creation were created for him and he will inherit? Like the Northern Lights and Niagara Falls, blue whales. I'm sure you can think of some more. Spiders, whether you like them or not. All these things were created for Jesus and they're his inheritance. It's really interesting that the Bible focuses as well on the fact that part of his inheritance, part of that all creation inheritance, is all authorities and powers in the world. That rightfully they are created, they exist to serve him. And obviously that's not what we see as we look around in the world. We don't see every authority that exists working purely to serve Jesus. Think about what authorities exist. Your headmaster maybe, or your boss, the Prime Minister, the President of the United States, any other authority that comes to mind when you think of power and influence in the world. All these were created for Jesus to serve him. And even though we don't see them all serving him now, he will inherit that. He will inherit a world where every authority that exists, exists to serve him. Can you imagine being part of that world? Can you imagine how important that makes Jesus? There is not a bigger fish in this pond. But to top that all off, as if that doesn't make Jesus amazing enough, he's not only the one to inherit everything, but also for those of us who know him and have entrusted ourselves to him, he's made us his brothers and sisters, and he is planning to share that inheritance with us, that we will inherit that along with him. Isn't that something to make us want to praise him for? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to take a moment to marvel at your Son as we take in the scale of his authority and his wealth as he inherits all of creation. And Father, as we marvel at his status and his authority and his power, we are just even more blown away that he would be willing to make people like us his brothers and sisters, and even more that he would share his creation with us. Father, we just praise you so much for that. In Jesus' name, amen.